So by your vote, CS for SB 224 is reported favorably.
Thank you. Thank you.
Last month, the Senate Regulated Industries Committee voted unanimously for the Senate Majority Leader Elizabeth Beniquisto's proposal to ban minors from buying e-cigarettes. There's an ongoing debate whether e-cigarettes are safer than regular cigarettes. Still, more than half the states in the nation have some sort of ban in place against their sale to minors. But hers is not the only smoking bill aimed at minors. Jacksonville Republican Representative Charles McBurney wants to ban smoking in cars when kids are inside.
It began when a young couple with small children came to me and expressed some concerns. I've actually seen where younger persons were smoking with kids in car seats in the back. And then I started doing some research and found some pretty disturbing statistics. Whether you like it or not, it's a legal product. And adults can make their own decisions, but children, they really don't have a choice, many times being the passenger in the vehicle.
But that's not all the smoking legislation. Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley is trying to continue his failed legislative effort from last year to allow local governments more leeway to implement their own bans. He admits this year's ban is watered down, but he says it still gets the point across.
Last year's bill was broader than this year's bill, and it met resistance from my friends in the House. They felt as though the bill was too broad, and so I scaled back the bill this year to only address playgrounds in the hopes of having some legislation successfully passed this year.
It's a bipartisan proposal he filed along with Plantation Democratic Representative Katie Edwards, who said she wants to outlaw the practice on playgrounds and beaches. So is it a coincidence that several smoking bills have been filed in the same session?
This is something that we certainly don't want to see, and I think that's why you're seeing legislation. Let's not solve one problem at the same time creating another. Let's address and address it now.
Pasco County Tax Collector Mike Fasano is a former lawmaker who served in both the House and Senate for about 20 years. During the era of Florida's pill mill crisis, he was one of several lawmakers who filed legislation to cut down on prescription drug abuse in the state. Fasano says state lawmakers may now be turning toward what they see as the next crisis, smoking that could harm kids. Still, he says another goal may be saving money.
For those that use tobacco or tobacco products, sadly and unfortunately, one day they're going to need medical assistance, medical care because of the tobacco products that they use. They're all very addictive and very deadly. And eventually, if we don't address the problem, it's going to cost the taxpayers in the long run. The taxpayers will foot the bill.
You know, politicians always look for issues where there aren't too many people that you're going to irritate by adopting them.
Ford Atlantic University political professor Kevin Wagner says that's why legislative efforts to implement smoking bans aimed at children make for what he calls, quote, pretty good politics.
You know, from a libertarian standpoint, smoking bans are somewhat problematic because they infringe on individuals' freedoms to make choices, even choices that many of us would perceive as not the healthiest or best choices. And government's role in doing that, you know, is debatable. But when the bans are aimed at children, it's much harder for even a libertarian to argue against this.
Over the past several sessions, lawmakers have seemed to write spates of bills aimed at cracking down on what seemed like the most pressing issue at the time, such as Florida's pill mill crisis. But Wagner says he doesn't see the same reasoning behind the smoking bans.
Well, smoking ban is a little less serious and a little easier to pass than pill mill. And, you know, one thing we know about legislatures is that they go for the low-hanging fruit if they can.
But he says whether they'll be effective is another question altogether. Florida also already has a smoking ban for enclosed indoor workplaces, though it got on the books as a constitutional amendment, meaning Florida voters had the final say, not lawmakers. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.